Now, the next Mishnah is the Mishnah on Chavtet Amud Aleph. Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael. So he's a person, a shliach, who's bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael. So now it's in Eretz Yisrael because he does not need to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. V'chala, and he gets sick. Harizem meshalcho b'yad acher. He can appoint another shliach to take it on his behalf. V'im amar lo. But if the husband said to this shliach, the original shliach, the first shliach, tuli emena chifetz, take from the woman this object. Take this object from the woman. Then he may not appoint an additional shliach. Because in that case, the Baal does not want the object to be in another person's hands, meaning that he trusts the shliach to bring the object back to him. And therefore, he may not appoint another person to take his place to bring that object back. Okay, so now, Amar of Kahana. Rav Kahana explains over here that chalatznan, our Mishnah says, only when he is sick. All right, so the Gemara says, pshita, chalaktani. That's what it says in the Mishnah, when he gets sick. I mean, the implication is if he's not sick, it won't work. But that's exactly what the Mishnah says. So what's Rav Kahana come to add? Madu teinu hu adin afagav de lo chala. No, we would think that even if he didn't get sick, the din would be that you could appoint another shliach. You can pass the baton. The reason we wrote chala in the Mishnah is not to tell us that's the exceptional case, but rather that's the normal case. Why would a shliach appoint another shliach? Because he got sick. So that was just giving a circumstance in which he would do it. Kamash Malon, right? That only when he's a chola is he allowed to appoint another shliach. But if he's not a chola, he may not appoint another shliach. So Eichi Dami, what's the case over here? So what's the case? Idamar Le Holech, if the husband says, take this get. Right? Afagav de lo chala nami. Even if he didn't get sick, he should be able to take it. All the husband said was get to the woman. Right? If he says you take the get, right, then afilu chala nami lo. Then if he gets sick, he can't send it because he specifically appointed this shliach to be the one who takes it. If it's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, afilu chala nami lo. And if it's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, even if he gets sick, he shouldn't do it. So who are all these opinions? So this is the Bryce, the Tanya. Holech get zeli ishti. A person says, take this get to my wife. You can give it to another person. Why? Because all he said was, get this get to my wife. Not that you get it, but just get it to my wife. But he says, you get the get to my wife. Then then he can't appoint someone else to take over for him because right, they specified that he wanted this shliach to take the get. Shimon Gamliel says, doesn't matter, irrespective of the fact that he says holeich or at holeich, right, you may not appoint, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel believes that you may not appoint an additional shliach. So now Gemara says, okay, so then how do we explain our Mishnah? So Gemara gives three answers. Ibayitema holeich, there was an instance where he said holeich, take the get. Vehu techala, that our Mishnah is telling you that it's qualifying that. The only time when he says take the get that you may pass it on to an additional shliach is when you get sick. So that's it, you need those two qualifications. The Baal has to send it. Not specifically with you, but just send the get in general. Plus, the shliach has to get sick to pass it on. V'ibay seima atoleich. No, this is a case where he says, you specifically take it. V'chala shiny. And chala is an exceptional case. Our Mishnah is an exceptional case. So generally, if he says holeich, then you can do it whenever you want. You can make another shliach. He says atoleich. If he says that you take it, then generally you will not be able to make another shliach. But chala shiny. If you got sick, then we make an exception and let you appoint an additional shliach. V'ibay seima. Right. That we, in the end, that even though he would prefer it to get there with the shliach, but he does want to get there, and this is an unusual circumstance, so we'll make an exception in this case. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, if anybody says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, if somebody says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but cholo shiny, that when Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't matter anyway, you can't send it, but maybe when he's a chola, right, that it would make a difference, meaning that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel makes his statement only when he didn't get sick. But we'll send up our Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. When he gets sick, then he would agree that you could send it, you could appoint an additional shliach. All right, it's not. And maybe get Be'eretz Yisrael b'chala. Harizem shalcho b'yad acher. That's our Mishnah. V'raminu. Right, so now we have a problem. We have a Mishnah further on. Amar l'shnayim. Tznu get l'ishti. If he says to two people, give a get to my wife. Olushlosha, or he says to three people, Kitvu get utnu liishti, write a get and give it to my wife. Hari ilu yichtavu viitnu, they must write it and give it. Inu in, they can only do it, aval shliach lo, but they can't pass it on to someone else. So just quickly, I'll just explain the case here. One case, when he says shnayim, he's making them into edim, right? If he uses shlosha, then they are a bezdin. So when he makes them, two of them into edim, and he says tnu get, give the get to my wife, and he doesn't hand them a get, then he's telling these edim, go ahead, write the get, right? And you guys should write the get and give it to my wife, because he's making them the edim, he's making them the shlicha to do that. On the other hand, if he gives it to shlosha, if he gives it in front of three, right, then he's making them into a bezdin. So if he just said tnu liishti, give it to my wife, then the bezdin could appoint someone else to write the get on his behalf because it's a bezdin, right? But that, on the other hand, here when it was shlosha, he says kitvu get utnu, right? So right in this case, he says them write the get. So then when he instructed bezdin, he specifically instructed the bezdin to write the get and not simply to give the get. And that's the difference in the lashonos over here. Right, so that's what Rashi points out. Rashi points out, Avamar l'shlosha, tnu get lishti. If he said to three people, give this get to my wife, yomru l'acherim yichtuvu. They can tell other people to write it. V'yitnu b'pnei shasan beizdin. Because he made it to a beizdin, Rashi'im l'asut shliach. And beizdin can appoint a shliach. So that's why in the case of two, it says tnu. Right, in the case of two, when it's edim, he says give it. They must write it and give it. Because he just made them shlichim and edim. When it's a case of three, if he specifies to write it and give it, then they must write it and give it. If not, then they could pass the writing on to someone else. But nevertheless, what we have from the Gemara further on in Samach Vav is why we see a case here that you're not allowed to appoint an additional shliach. Yet our mission over here says you can appoint a shliach. So Amar Abaye, how some time am I? What's the reason over there that you may not appoint another shliach? Mishom bizayon d'bal, because of the embarrassment of the husband. Over here, the Baal is not makpid. So what does it mean, the embarrassment of the husband? So Rashi says over here that bizion the Baal is, that he doesn't know how to write. So that's what Rashi says. The problem over here is that he's afraid that people will figure out. Really, it's the Baal's obligation to write the get. And then he's appointing others to write the get on his behalf. It's because that people are going to assume that he doesn't know how to write the get. So why don't we want the shliach to make another shliach? Because we don't want more people to find out that this gentleman doesn't know how to write the get properly. That's a bizayon d'baal if he appoints other shlichim. So in the case, by the case where he says kitvu and then tnu, or where they have to write the get, then that's a problem. But in our case, in our mishnah, the get's already written. All he said was tnu, give the get to my wife. Right? Once he says tnu, get the give, doesn't matter how many people goes through, because there's no embarrassment to the husband. The get is already available. Right now, on the other hand, the Ritva brings another, I think Ritva brings B'Shem Arach, that the Bizayon the Baal over here is that he doesn't want people to know that he's getting divorced. Because in the case, our Mishnah, the get's already written. The get's already written, he's already intending to divorce her, and it's basically a done deal. So therefore, if you pass it on to Shlichim, that's not a big deal, because he's going to divorce her. The problem in the case in Samach Vav, is that he's telling him to write the get. That means that he's still not certain that he's going to go through with this. Maybe Shema Yifayes, maybe something will change in the circumstances. So he's not definitive in the fact that he will divorce her, and so he doesn't want to become a public issue. So therefore, he doesn't want Shlichim to pass it on to other Shlichim, and that's Bizayon Debal. Okay? Now, Rabba gives a different explanation. Rabba says that the Shlichus here is different. Right, the shliach is in our Mishnah. There's a physical object which the shliach is bringing, and that's the get. So therefore, when you have a physical object, a shliach can give that over to another shliach. In the case on Samach Vav, what did he say to them to do? He said, write the get, and then give the get. That is instructions. Instructions are just words. Words you cannot pass from one shliach to the next. And that's what Rav says over here. Rav Amar Mishum Demile Ninhu. The case in Samach Vav, that's a case, those are just instructions. Umile lo mimser on the shliach. And you can't pass words on, so you can't pass instructions from one shliach to the other shliach. Instructions are directed to an individual, not open to shlichus. When you're sending an object can be passed from one shliach to another shliach. My benayu, what's the nafkamina between Abaye and Rava? Nafkamina between them is shliach matana. If you make a shliach for a gift. Uplukto de Rabu Shmuel, and this is a machlokus between Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Matana Enokiget. a matana is not like a get. Why is it not like a get? What does that mean, that a matana is not... How is a matana different than a get? That's because in a get, it's the obligation, according to Rashi, it's the obligation of the husband to write the get. And there, because of Bizayin Dabao, you may not make additional shlichim. Whereas, by a matana, when you give a gift, it's not the obligation of the giver to write the document, it's the obligation of the receiver to have the document written. So over there, there's no Bizayin Dabao, and therefore you can appoint it. One shliach can appoint an additional shliach in that case, because there's no issue of Bizayin Dabao. The shtar matana, the shtar that gives the gift, that actually makes the gift. Either the shtar matana or the shtar raya, either way, but it's a document that evidences the, or makes the kinyan of the matana, or evidences the matana. Alright. Ushmuel amar, matana harihiki get. A matana is just like a get, and that's like rava. What does that mean, it's like rava? Because what did rava say the problem is? Rava says you cannot pass on instructions. So too over here. Over here, by a gift, it's the same problem. He's instructing the person to write a shtar matana. He's instructing them to give the gift. That you can't pass on to another shliach. So both by get and shliach will be a problem to have a shliach appoint an additional shliach. So that's the nafkamina between them. The nafkamina between Abai and Rava is when you come to a shliach matana. Is a shliach matana look like our Mishnah, or does it look like the, right, the Gemara on Samach Vavam and Aleph, right? It does. According to Abai, it looks like our Mishnah, because why? There's no Bizayon Dabao. The problem in the Gemara in Samach Vav is that the Baal will be embarrassed. By a Matana, there's no issue of embarrassment, and therefore it'll be like our Mishnah, and therefore he can pass on the get to another Shliach. According to Rava, the problem in the Gemara in Samach Vav, right, the Mishnah over there, is that it's Milei Lo Mimsere. You can't give over instructions. You can't give over intangible items to another Shliach, and by a Shliach Matana, you have the same problem, because he's instructed to him to write a Shtar Matana. He's instructed him to give the Matana that he can't give over. Whereas in our Mishnah, where there's a physical object, there is a get, then he can give it. He can give it over to another Shliach, and therefore by Matana, right, there wouldn't be good Shlichus. Now, this next Gemara, I'm going to tell you right now, this next Gemara is a little difficult. This is probably the most difficult part of the Gemaras today. I will read it like the Tosfos read up front. This is for Tzvi's sake. I'm gonna read it like the Tosfos read, so we'll get a straight pshat through the Gemara, and then I'll go back and I'll point to you Rashi, Tosfos, and some of the other Rishonim here, and we can see some of the issues. But I'll read it by Tosfos read, which is the simplest understanding of the Gemara. All right. So now he says, "Im Amar Lo Tulhi Amena Chefetz Ploni." He says to take this chefetz from him. So Amar Eish Lakish Kon Shana Rabbi. Rabbi over here learned from our Mishnah, Eina Shoel Rashai Lahashil, Eina Socher Rashai Laskir, that if you borrow something, you may not lend it out to someone else, and if you are renting, you may not sublet it to someone else. Meaning that Rabbi learned that out by the fact that over here, that when someone says, that's coming to teach us this din, right, this din that you may not pass along she'ela or pass along tzchira. As Rashi writes over here, the reason is because lo mishum betulei shlichut degita nakatla. In our Mishnah, when it writes that ein ritzono she'e b'tono b'acher, it's not anything to do with the shlichus of the get. Dim shilach b'yad acher a get. Because if he sent it with someone else, if he passed the get on to someone else, it would be a good get. Da'af agav dein ritzono she'e b'tono b'yad acher shlich l'garish mi'ha shabya. According to Rabbi, if he gives the get over to another shliach, that would still be a valid get. True, he doesn't want his chepitz, he doesn't want his object to be with another person. But despite that fact, it's still a good get when he puts it into another shliach. So why did it write, Ein mitzoni shei piktoni v'yad acher? Where does that come to teach? It comes to teach us that that is the case, that you can't do this extra issue, that you can't lend, someone who borrows can't lend, and someone who rents can't rent out or sublease. Sublet. So now, Amarlo Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said to him, "Zu afilu tinokot shel rabanyo dinota." Says this, even the children in the base medrash know that are learning in the learning in school know this. This is such a simple thing. Of course, nobody does this. And the way Rashi learns it is because when a person lends you something, they're not lending it for you and to intend for you to lend it out to someone else. They're lending it for your usage. And the same thing with a rental. Right? That's not the intention of the person who gives it to you. Ella zimnin the Gita nami lo havi. So as opposed to Rabbi, who says if a shliach appoints another shliach that it's a good get, Rabbi Yochanan says that sometimes it will not be a good get. There actually will be a failure here in the get, and it will not be a get. And why is that? Dinasa kamisha amar lo. It's like a person who sends a shliach and says to him, al tigarsha ella bebayit. He says, only divorce her in the house, vigirsha baliyah. And he divorced her in the attic. Al tigarsha ella beyamin. Only divorce her with your right hand. And then he divorced her with his left hand. So in all these instances where the Baal gives specific instructions, and the shliach does not follow those instructions, then that's a failure in the delivery of the get, and the get is not a good get. So too, in this case over here, if the shliach fails somehow to give the get, then there's a problem. If there's a problem, then the get is not a good get. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. So now, what's this case? When Rabbi Yochanan says, there's sometimes it's not a good get, that suggests that sometimes it is a good get. So that's what we want to know now. When is it a good get, and when is it not a good get, according to Rabbi Yochanan? All right, again, I'm going with the Tosfos read right now. The Kulei Alma, everybody agrees here, Heicha de Nafka Le'ape, where the woman comes out to meet him, V'yavelei Chefetz, and she gives the object to the Shliach first, V'hadar shakla mine gita, and then she takes the get from him. Kuleyame v'lo plige, the gita, gita ma'al yavir. In that case, the get is a good get. Because why? The husband said, the instructions of the husband, we're going to see this in the next, top of the next Talmud, the instructions of the husband were, get the chayfetz from her, get the object from her first, and then give her the get. Meaning that the get was leveraged to get the object. So the husband wants the object first, and then give her the get. So over here, in this case, what happened? The shliach appointed a secondary shliach. He passed the baton on to another shliach. So now the husband was particular about what he wanted. He wanted the object taken first, then the get given. So in this instance, what happened? He appointed a secondary shliach, and that shliach carried out his orders. What do you mean he carried out his orders? He went ahead, and he took the chayfetz first, and he gave her the get afterwards. So since the second shliach did the shlichus like the Baal wanted to it, everybody agrees that is a good get. Ki plige, where is there a problem? Heicha de amale shokol mina chayfetz v'hadar havla gita. In a case where he says explicitly, again, the same case, where he gives explicitly, take the chayfetz v'hadar havla gita, and then give her the get. V'azel ihu, and this second shliach went ahead, v'yayiv la gita, and gave her the get first, v'hadar shokol mina chayfetz, and he didn't do it like that, and he took the chayfetz afterwards. So in this case, the second shliach did not carry out the orders of the Baal. So that's what the Tosfos Reed says the difference between the cases is. In the case where the second shliach carries out the orders of the Baal, that is considered to be a good shlichus. That's a good shlichus, and therefore it will be considered a good get. On the other hand, where the second shliach fails to carry out the shlichus of the Baal, now we have a machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan posel bo, v'kosh kein b'shlucho. Rabbi Yochanan says, if the first shliach failed to keep the instructions of the husband, it would be an invalid get. So certainly, when he appoints a second shliach, and that second shliach failed to carry out the instructions of the Baal, that is not a good get. Reish Lakish machshir, and Reish Lakish says it's a good get. Right, b'shlucho, even when he appointed a second shliach, and the shliach failed to do what the husband said, that's a good get. And Chosh Kein Bo, and certainly if the first shliach did it. Wait, so according to Reish Lakish, why does that work? Why is it a good get? They didn't follow the instructions of the husband. Well, that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What were the instructions of the husband? Rabbi Yochanan says that the instructions of the husbands were very clear. Get the object first, then give the get. And that's what he's makbid on. He's makbid that you get the object first, and then give the get. Reish Lakish says, no, that's not what the Baal wants. The Baal wants his object back. True, the way he wanted it done was first get the object, then give the get. So he had leverage. But in the end, if he gets his chayfetz back, that's what he wanted. That was his intent all along, was just to get his object back. If he gets his object, even though it was not the methods or the means by which it were done, were not the way he instructed, that's okay, because in the end, he got what he wanted, and that's the chayfetz. And therefore, he will say it's a good get. So that's the way the Tosfos Reed learns the Gemara, that the machlok is here is whether they carry out the words of the Baal or don't carry out. If they carry out the words of the Baal, whether it's one shliach or a shliach l'shliach, everything's fine. If they don't carry out the words of the Baal, that's Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and their Machlokas is dependent on what we think the intention of the Baal is. Rabbi Yochanan says the intention of the Baal is to carry out his words exactly. Rish Lakish says, no, the intention of the Baal is to get his object back. If he gets his object back, in the end, he's not going to care how the methodology by which it was done. All right, so that's the explanation of the Tosfos Rit. Now, what I will do point out here is that Rashi and Tosfos and many of the other Rishonim learn differently. It's not so easy to understand, you know, what the first case, the Kuliyama case. So the way they explain it, the way Rashi explains the case here, so we'll explain the case where they plegate. According to Rashi, the case is that where he says, Shokol Chefetz Bereisha, that he is makbid, right, that he wants to get leverage out of the get to get the Chefetz. And therefore, because he does that, I mean that he wants to use her status of being an aguna to get his Chefetz. And therefore, when the shliach violates that, mean that he's violating what his intent was, and certainly where he points the shlucho. Now, what do you do with the Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that Rabbi Yochanan says zimnin de gita namli hohavi. What does that mean? That sometimes the get is not a get. So Rashi says hilkach tana b'masnisin. Our Mishnah says lo yishalchenu b'yad acher. Don't give the get over to someone else. Shema kashiyimsar arishon l'shlichut l'sheni. Maybe he will not pass on the instructions properly. Or the second shliach will not follow them perfectly. He will change that which the Baal asked, and the get will be pasul. And Reish Lakish is machshir. So the way Rashi is learning over here, Rashi says that what? If the second shliach carried out right, the instructions, if the second shliach carried out the instructions, then, like the Tosfos Rit, he says, everything is fine. If he carried out the instructions, even Rabbi Yochanan is going to agree that everything's fine. If he does not carry out the instructions, then we have the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And that's what our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, don't make a shliach the shliach, because then you're going to run into this problem, where if the shliach, the second shliach, does not carry out your instructions properly, there'll be a failure, and then it won't be a get, and there'll be a churva, right, because the woman will think she's divorced, and she's really not divorced. So the way Rashi is learning over here is that the second case, or this case where they plegay, is a case where he gives specific instructions that the shliach must follow, and if the shliach follows them, according to him, Rabbi Yochanan would agree that it's good, and Reish Lakish would say it's good even if he doesn't follow the instructions. Right, that sounds very much like the Tosfos Rit. Now, the problem is, in Rashi says, why in the first case is it okay? Why in that, where Kuliyama lo plige? So Rashi says, that's because there's no connection between the Chefetz and the Get. Meaning that you have two different issues at hand. What do you mean you have two different issues at hand? Because there are two different Shlichus. You're bifurcating the Shlichus. There's one Shlichus, which means take the Get and get it to the woman. There's another shlichus which says, get me my object back. So now, when it comes to my object, we say, Ein ritzono she'ed piktano b'yad acher. He doesn't want his object to be in someone else's hand. So a failure in that shlichus is a failure with regards to the chefetz. But in terms of the get, the object of the get, or the shlichus with the get, is to get it to the woman. In that case, if he appoints another shliach, maybe that's not what he wants, but that shouldn't passel the get, because you can't say, Ein ritzoni, she'e piktoni b'yad acher, because that's not applicable by the get. So Rashi says that, Ein a get, talui b'chafetz. The question is, according to Rashi, what's the first case here? What were the instructions of the Baal? Right, meaning, if the instructions of the Baal were the same as our second case, which is what he told them specifically to get the chafetz first, and then give the get, then there is a tliyah, right? Then there is some sort of connection between them, because he says specifically, get the chefetz, use the get as leverage to get the chefetz. So what's the case? So the case according to Rashi is our case for our Mishnah, where all he says is tul chefetz, get the chefetz. He does not connect between the chefetz and the get, and therefore just because he fails on the shlichus of the chefetz does not mean that he fails on the shlichus of the get. So that's what it seems to me according to Rashi. I'm saying I don't think everybody agrees the way I'm explaining Rashi over here, but to me it seems that's the way Rashi, that the first case of Kuliyama lo plige is a case where he says tul chefetz, get the chefetz, and give her a get. But the two, Rashi says, the two aren't connected. They're two different shlichus, and therefore even if he doesn't, the chefetz shlichus, he can't give over to another shliach, but if he does it for the get, that will work. That's why Rashi says, fine. The case where they're plige is a case where the husband specifically gives instructions, get the chefetz first, then give the get. In that case, if he follows the instructions, he or the second shliach, it'll be fine. But if he fails to follow his instructions, that'll be a failure. And Rabbi Yochanan says a failure. Rabbi Yochanan says it's no problem as long as he gets the chefetz back. All right, that's Rashi. Now, Tosfos argues on Rashi, and he says that even if the second shliach carries out the instructions of the Baal, it's no good, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So Tosfos says that appointing, by definition, if you appoint a second shliach, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's a failure in the shlichus. Because by the fact that the Baal gave very specific instructions, get the chefetz first, then give the get, that means he doesn't want anybody else involved in it. It means that he believes this guy, he's trusting this guy to do it and do it right, and any failure will be, right, a failure. So therefore, according to Tosfos, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if the shliach, the first shliach, does it wrong, it's a failure and it's not a get. If the first shliach gives it to a second shliach and the second shliach does it right, according to Tosfos, it's still a failure according to Rabbi Yochanan because you did not follow the instructions. If you don't follow the instructions, then that's a failure. And Rabbi Yochanan says pasul. Rabbi Yochanan still says it's kosher because you ended up at the end. Again, you got the end game right, which is that you got the chefetz back. Now, according to Tosfos, what's the case over here? The kuli alma lo plige. What's the case where they don't? Everybody agrees. So the case where everybody agrees, right? What's that case? Is that by shliach rishon? Is that the only case where everybody agrees? Because Tosfos says even by shliach sheni, if he carries out the instructions properly, it's a failure. So again, do you have to learn, like we just said in Rashi, that Tosfos believes the first case is a case where he didn't give specific instructions. If he didn't give specific instructions, then you could say that appointing of the shliach sheni is not a failure in the shlichus, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Whereas in the second case where he gave very specific instructions, giving it over to the second guy is already a failure in the shlichus because he gave specific instructions. I think that's just give you a presentation of the Tosfos read, Rashi, and the Tosfos over here, the different ways to learn this Gemara. All right. Hopefully it'll be a smoother sailing from here. All right, this next mission on the top of Chaf Tedem Abed. And maybe get me Medina Tayam. So now this is a different thing. The case before was that he brought in Eretz Yisrael, so he does not have to say Bifani Nechta, Bifani Nechta. This is a case where he's bringing in Medina Tayam, so now he's going to have to say Bifani Nechta, Bifani Nechta. Vichala. And he gets sick. So then what does he do? Ose Shliach Bebezdin. He goes to Bezdin, and he appoints a Shliach in Bezdin. Umishalcho. And then they send it. The Omer Lifnehem. And he says before the Bezdin, Bifani Nechta, Bifani Nechta. The shliach that Bezin appoints doesn't need to say Tzerech Yomar Bifanei Nechta Bifanei Nechta. He doesn't have to say it because he can't say it. Wasn't true. Hello, Mer Shliach Bezin Ani. I am a, right? I'm an agent of Bezin. So by saying Bifanei Nechta Bifanei Nechta in front of Bezin, he's discharged that obligation of Bifanei Nechta Bifanei Nechta. Now it becomes Bezin's issue. Once it's Bezin's issue, Bezin can appoint agents to do their bidding. So now it becomes a Maisa Bezin, and they can give it to the woman even without Bifanei Nechta Bifanei Nechta. Right, exactly. So now, Amru le Rabbanan Avyimei Bray the Rabbi Bo, Bamine Rabbi Bo. So the Rabbanan said to Avyimei, the son of Rabbi Bo, ask your father, Rabbi Bo, Shliach, the Shliach, Mishave Shliach? If you have a secondary Shliach, can he appoint a third Shliach? Meaning that, so far, well, we've talked about a Shliach Sheni, what about a Shliach Shlishi? Olo, or maybe not. Amru le Halo Tibay Lechu. That you don't have to ask. Why? Migdani ain shliach acharon. In our Mishnah, it doesn't say ain shliach sheni. It says ain shliach acharon, the last shliach. Why does it say the last shliach? That implies that there are additional shlichim in between the first shliach and the last shliach. Michlal the mishave shliach, that there were shlichim in between them. Elaki di bailuchu. If you have a question, this is the question you should ask. Ki mishave shliach bebezdin o afilo shelo bebezdin. When this secondary shliach, meaning that again. You have shliach number one comes to Bezdin, says, Bafani Nechtav Venechtam. Bezdin then appoints a shliach. That shliach goes out. Can he appoint another shliach? When he appoints another shliach, does he have to do that in front of Bezdin? Or afilo shelova Bezdin? Or can he even, once the Bezdin's already appointed him a shliach, he becomes like a regular agent, and then he can appoint another shliach without a Bezdin? Amalei, halo mi bailan. That we don't have a question about. Miniktoni, because in the mission it says, Ela omer shliach Bezdani, because the last Shliach must say, I am an agent of Bezdin. He can only say, I'm an agent of Bezdin if Bezdin appointed him, if the Shlichus was passed on in front of a Bezdin. So according to this, right, you could appoint additional Shlichim, that it's not limited to one to two, that the Shliach Bezdin can then appoint additional Shlichim, but he can only appoint additional Shlichim in Bezdin, because that agency must be an agency of Bezdin. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak Matnei Halchi. Rav Nachman Yitzchak learned this whole scenario differently. Amar Le Rabbanan Avimei Brei the Rabbi Bo, Bamine Rabbi Bo. They said to Avimei the son of Rabbi Bo, ask from Rabbi Bo. Shliach the Shliach ki Mishave Shliach. The Shliach of Beis Din, right? Once the secondary Shliach, when he appoints the third Shliach, the Beis Din, oh Shalom be Beis Din. Is that in front of Beis Din or not in front of Beis Din? So Amar Lo, Vitibay Lo Chulim Mishave Shliach Ba'alma. Why don't you ask me whether? How do you know that he can make a Shliach already? I mean, you're already past the point where he can make a third shliach. How do you know that you're asking me whether he does it in front of Beis Din or not? So I'm like, how low can he buy on that? We don't have a question about it's not in a shliach acharon. Because our Mishnah says it's not the shliach acharon. Implicit in that, Mechlad the shliach mishave shliach. Because if there were only two shlichim here, it should say shliach hasheni. The fact that it says shliach acharon implies that there's somebody between the shliach rishon and the shliach acharon. Ella ki kami bayalon but Beis Din, right? So they said, Oshalo be Beis Din. Our only question, so we know there can be a third shliach. Only question is, does it have to be done in front of Beis Din or not? So Amar Lahu, he said to them, Ha nami lo ti bayalchu, that you shouldn't have a question about either. Diktani, Ella Omer shliach Beis Din ani, because he says, I'm an agent of Beis Din. If he's saying I'm an agent of Beis Din, then he can only be an agent of Beis Din if the additional shlichus was created in front of a Beis Din. So that, either way, you end up with the same conclusion. The question is, who proposed each side of it, meaning that who gave over the part about the shliach, to shliach, and who gave over the part of Beis Din, Bifnei Beis Din. Amar Rabba, shliach be'eretz Yisrael oseh kama shluchim. So Rabba says, a shliach in Eretz Yisrael can make multiple shluchim, because he doesn't have a problem of saying, bifanei nechtav, u bifanei nechtam. So the first one can give it to the second to the third, and they don't need a Beis Din. Because the only time you need a Beis Din is if you need to present the get to say b'fanei nechtam in order to be validated. That you don't need when you have multiple shlichim. So v'amar Ravashi. Ravashi said about this, the mate rishon batlu kulan. If the first shliach dies, the whole shlichus falls apart. So amar my Ravashi, had the abo the katnut nahi. That's quoted in the name of my father was said when he was young. But when he got older, he said something else. And he said, Ilu mate bao, mida mashasha yisbu? If the husband who's the sender passes away, is the get valid anymore? The answer, of course, is not. Why? Because kulo mikoach man kaatu. Where does the get draw? Where do all the shlichim draw their power from? Or where do they draw their agency from? Mikoach the bao kaatu. Right? They come from the koach bao. Ite the bao. If the bao is alive, it nuhu the kulu. Then all the shlichim are in force. Let the Baal, let the Lukulu. If the Baal is not alive, then the whole agency falls apart. So Ravashi, in the conclusion here, says that the Baal is the one who generates the agency, and therefore any Shliach or Shliach to Shliach is right as a derivative agency of the Baal. As long as the Baal is still alive, then they're carrying out the agency of the Baal, and that's fine. But if the Baal passes away, then the agency falls apart. That's what it seems from this, right? So that if the first shliach falls away, he's done, because he discharged his obligation by appointing another agent, and that person becomes the agent of the Baal, because they're all coming from the position of the Baal. All right, how gavra, the shadar le gita le debitu. This person sent a get to his wife. Amar shliach lo yadanala. So the shliach says to the husband, I don't know who she is. So amar le zilyave la abba bar menyume. Give the get to abba bar menyume. Because he knows who she is. And he will give it to her. So he went to the place, and he can't find Abba Bar Nimyume. So Ashkach the Rabbi Bo, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. So he has these three Talmid Chachamim sitting there. V'yatev Rav Safra Gabayu. And Rav Safra was sitting amongst them. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, whenever we have a bunch of people sitting, and they say an additional person sitting there, that means that additional person is going to say a chiddush, or he's going to say that's the person who's going to be mechadesh, or say something strong here. So Amalei, Masur, so the Tamei Chacham in there said, Masur Milech Kamei Didan. So you do like our Mishnah says, give over your instructions to us, say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam here. T'chiyeti Abba Bar Menyume, because when Abba Bar Menyume comes back, we will give it to him, and then he will give it to her. So basically, we're a Beis Din. You present it to us as a Beis Din, and then we'll make Abba Bar Menyume a shliach from us, and then he can give it to the woman. So Amar lo Rav Safra. Rav Safra says to them, v'ha shliach shalom niten l'gerushinu. This shliach has nothing to do with Gerushin. I mean that our Mishnah is talking about a case where the shliach, his agency is to do what? To give the get to the woman. So he is a shliach the Gerushin. If he's a shliach the Gerushin, he can present it in Beis Din, and then Beis Din can pass it along. Over here, this shliach is not a shliach to divorce the woman. What is he a shliach for? He's not a shliach to halacha. He's a shliach to get the get from the Baal to Abba Bar Miyumnume. That's his only job. To deliver a get from the Baal to Abba Miyumnume. He has nothing to do with the... Right? He has nothing to do with the delivery of the get or Gerushin at all. So why can he be the one to present it in front of Beis Din? So, Ichsifu, I will point out here, I had a question on this Gemara, because if Rav Safra is right, then who says Bifanei Nechtav, Bifanei Nechtam here? Right? Because he's saying that the agent is not an agent of Gerushin, so he's not the one that needs to say Bifanei Nechtav, Bifanei Nechtam, or he can't present it to the Beis Din. So then what? Abba Bar Miyumnume can't say Bifanei Nechtav, Bifanei Nechtam, because it wasn't written in front of him. So how does he overcome that problem? I'm not sure. I didn't see in the Rishonim. Because otherwise, why are they being mimsar for a Beis Din? Why do you need a Beis Din? You don't only need a Beis Din when it's coming from Bnei Sayyam. If it's not coming from Bnei Sayyam, you can appoint another shliach without a Beis Din. So it must be that case. If you look in Rashi, he says it too, I'm sure, over here. No, but that's the Mishnah. He's using the Beis Din in place of giving it directly to Abba Bar Miyumnume. That's exactly what these Talmid Chacham were suggesting. Use a Beis Din to discharge your obligation because that's what our Mishnah says. They're trying to use the case in our Mishnah to replicate the case of our Mishnah. So Rashi says it's a Mimdina Siyam also. Right. So I'm leaving that as a question, that issue. So Ichsifu. These Talmid Chachamim were embarrassed by Rav Safra's question. Amar Rava, Kafchinu Rav Safra Latal Plato Rabbanan Smuche. Rava cut the legs, pulled the rug out from under these three Rabbanan Smuchin, in that he had such a strong question against their position that he undermined them. So Amar Rav Ashi, but my Kafchinu, what do you mean? Was his question a real question? Mi kamerle Abba Bar Miyumnume v'loat. When the Baal sent the get, did he say, you take it to Abba Bar Miyumnume and only Abba Bar Miyumnume may deliver it and not you? No. The husband's original intention was that this guy should also deliver the get. The only reason he told him to take it to Abba Bar Miyumnume is because he didn't know the wife. Had he known the wife, the Baal would have been just as happy to send it with him. So he really is a Shliach LeGerushin. If he's a Shliach LeGerushin, then he could have used this. He could have used this methodology, and they were really right. Rav Safra is wrong here, according to Rav Ashi, and they could have used this methodology to pass on the get. Iged Amri, there's another right way to set up this case. Amar Rava, Kafchinu Rav Safra letzlata the Rabbanan Smuchei. Right, so Rava said again that Rav Safra undermined these Rabbanan Smuchei. Bitauta, but it was a mistake. Rava says he was wrong. Safra undermined them, and it was wrong. So now Amar Rav Ashi. My ta'uta. What do you mean? What's the mistake over here? So now this is Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos over here. Rashi says over here that Rav Ashi is disagreeing with Rava again. Rava says that Rav Safra made a mistake. Rav Ashi says, what mistake? It's not a mistake. So why? Maika Amarle, what do you say? Abba Bar Miyumnume v'loat. He said to him, you give it to Abba Bar Miyumnume and you don't take it. Meaning he specified that you give it to Abba Bar Miyumnume and therefore he's not a shliach to Gerushin. Tosfos learns, no, that Rav Ashi again is saying bitmiya. That he's saying it to support the position of Rava. That Rav Ashi is consistent in the two cases, and he's supporting the position of the Tachamim. So when Rava says that he made a mistake, Rav Ashi says, "My ta'uta, it's not a mistake, right? My kamerle, Abba Menu v'lat, right? What did he say to him? He said Abba Menu and not you. That's not true. He said to him Abba Menu and you, meaning that he would have used you if you knew who the woman was. So he is a shliach the Gerushin. If he's a shliach." The Gerushin, then it should have worked. Okay? So now, so that's the difference. The difference between Rashi and Tosfos here. Tosfos says over here that Rav Ashi is consistent in both cases, and Rav Ashi is just coming to explain what the mistake was over here. What was the mistake that Rav Safra made? So that's what Tosfos says. What's the mistake that Rav Safra made? It's because... He said, what? That you should say, right? Because he didn't say, Abba Bar Miyumnume v'loat, He didn't say that. He said that you can take it, just you don't know who she is, so give it to Abraham Mnume. So Rashi, on the other hand, says no, that Rav Ashi is always arguing on Rava. So in the first case, where Rava says that Rav Safra is right, Rav Ashi comes to argue and say Rav Safra is wrong, and the Talmid Chachamim are right, because, right, in that case, they did. He did make a Mishliach Lagirushin. In the second case, where Rava says Rav Safra is wrong, Rav Ashi comes along and says, no, Rava, you're wrong, and Rav Safra is correct. Why is Rav Safra correct? Because he specified, according to Rashi, he said, I am Rav Nume and not you. And since he specified Rav Nume, then he's not a Shliach LeGirushin. And since he's not a Shliach LeGirushin, he can't use this methodology of a Beis Din. Okay, next case. How Gavra, the Shadr La Gita Le Debitu. The person sent a get to his wife. Amale Le Shliach, Lo Teitfei Niala Ad Lotim Yomim. Don't give it to her till after 30 days. Meaning, but you're a Shliach, but you're not allowed to deliver it to her till 30 days from now. Idnis begot latin yomim. He became a capacitated during the first 30 days, right? And he realized he's not going to be able to give it to her after the 30 days. After the kamei to Rava. So he came to Rava. Amar Rava, chala, time am I, right? Why is a chala allowed to appoint another shliach? Because my mishum danus, right? Because he's an anus, right? Vahai nami anusu. And this guy is also an anus. If he's an anus, he can therefore appoint an additional shliach over here, since so he can just appoint another shliach. So Amalei, Masur Milei Chame Didan, give over your instructions to us. And after the 30 days, we'll appoint a shliach to deliver it to her. So you give us over your instructions now, and after 30 days, we'll appoint a shliach to go ahead and deliver it. Amalei Rabbanan the Rabbanan Tit Rava, Vashliach Shalom Yitam Nagirushinu. This is actually in the Girushin. Why is that? Why? Because at this moment, can the Shliach deliver the get? The answer is no, because it's still within 30 days. So if he can't deliver the get, then he's not a Shliach the Girushin. If he's not a Shliach the Girushin, he can't pass on that Shliach, that Shlichos in front of Beis Din. So how could he pass it on? So Amar Lahu, came into the Vatar Tzlat Yomim, Matzi Megaresh, Kishliach Shintan the Girushin. So now, Rava says, no. If after 30 days he can give it, then even before 30 days, he's still a shliach the Girushin. It's just that there's a delay in the delivery. That doesn't change his status as being a shliach the Girushin. The entire time he's a shliach the Girushin. He just can't exercise that Girushin until after the 30 days, but he still has a status of a shliach the Girushin even prior to the 30 days, and therefore he can present in front of Beis Din. All right, so now the Gemara says, well, wait a minute, right? V'licho shema pies. Why don't we worry about that during the 30 days, he changed his mind, and he no longer... Get Yashan. That'll be a Get Yashan. Right, that's what Rashi says here on the spot. Very good. Rashi says that maybe the husband went to the wife, was mefayis her, he slept with her, and then when he delivers the Get, it's a Get Yashan. So he says, Milotznan, don't we have a Mishnah that says, Mi'akshav, Imlo Bati V'ad Kan V'ad Yud Beis Chodesh? He says, if I don't come from now... Right, from now, if I don't come within the 12 months, then you have your get as a good get. Umeit betoch yubet chodesh, or is a get. Then he dies within the 12 months, then it is a good get. Ve'avinan ban, over there we asked, v'necho shema pies. He said over there, well, let's worry that maybe during the 12 months he came and was mefayis her. Ve'amar rabbe bravuna, hachi amar abba mori mishmei derav, ve'omer nemenet alai lomar shalobati. That's a case, what? It's a case where they specify, the husband specified that the woman is believed to say that he never showed up there. So since the husband gave specific nemanus to the woman that says that he never came, then he can never come and be ma'arer on the get, because he gave her that nemanut, and when he has that nemanut, then we're not ma'arer on the get. If the husband can't be ma'arer on the get, we're not going to be ma'arer on the get. But what do you see from that? Only where the husband gave that nemanut to the woman do we say that we don't worry about pius. But if he doesn't give that specific instructions, we do worry about pius. So why don't we worry about pius in this case over there? Ichsif, Rava was embarrassed. L'sof igle milso darusave. In the end, it became apparent or became clear through the case that this woman was an arusa and not a nesua. So then, Amar Rava, Yomru b'nesua, Yomru b'nesua. Wait. When you're chayish the pius, that's only when they were married already. Meaning that they already lived together and that he wants to go back and be with her, or that he's gospel. But if they're arusa, he's never lived with her. So there's no reason to say that he was mefayis her and then he went to live with her. That would not be the case. So by arusa, we don't have to be chayish le pius. Now, Just to point out here, Rashi points out over here, we pointed out, Tosfos earlier on in the first parak pointed this out, that how come by Medinas Hayam, someone who sends a get from Medinas Hayam doesn't, we don't worry about Shema Yifayis. Right? We said it takes 6 months to get there, why don't we worry about Shema Yifayis? So Rashi says over here, Ve'ein zeh domer l'shaleach get Medinas Hayam, ve'ein o kovei hazman l'shahuto, and he doesn't give a specific time when she get there, biyado, dahatam leka l'meicha Shema Yifayis. There you don't have to worry about that. Maybe it appeased her. Why? The Meimar Omar Habal Shliach Katmani. The husband always thinks that the Shliach gets there first. Since he didn't specify the amount of time, he'll just assume the Shliach did it as fast as possible, and he'll assume the Shliach will always beat him to the woman. Kvari Gia get Liyada, and the get's already there. Akar Nafshi Misfeka. He's not going to make that whole big trip, Misufik, that he can beat the Shliach to the get. In the other instances where he specifies 30 days or where he specifies 12 months, there's an amount of time in which the husband can get to her. Because there's a frame of time, he knows he can get there before the shliach gets there. In those instances, we are choshesh lepius. Zamarava, havadai kamibaylan. This question we certainly have. What's this question? Kimishave Beis Din shliach bifanav oshalo bifanav. When Beis Din establishes him as a shliach, does he have to be there or not be there? I mean, the shliach who gives it over, it says, b'fani nechtav v'nechtam, and then they appoint an additional shliach. Does he have to be present when they appoint the second agent? So, hadar pashto, then he answered, ben b'fanav, ben shalo b'fanav. That doesn't matter. He doesn't have to be there. Once he gives it over to Beis Din, it becomes a maisa Beis Din, and Beis Din can appoint the additional shliach. Shalchu mitam, ben b'fanav, ben shalo b'fanav. They sent him over there. They agreed that whether he's there or not, they can establish the agency. I was just going to finish up to the Mishnah. There's one short little piece there, if you don't mind. We'll just finish to the Mishnah. Ha'odomar, Yitalo Atina Atzlatin Yomim Lahave Gita. So this is a Gemara from Ksubos. You remember, it's in the beginning of Ksubos, right? That a person who says, if I don't come from here until 30 days, Lahave Gita, your get will take effect. Ata Upaske Mavro. So he shows up, and he's unable to, either the bridge was overflowed, the ferry stopped working, and he's unable to get there. Amar lo, chazudate, chazudate. He's on the other side of the river, and he says, I'm here. Right? Amar Shmuel, lo shmei matcha. That's not considered coming. He's out of luck, right? And the get is a good get. Haud amar lo, right? So there's another case. A person who says, ilo paisina la atzlatan yomen. He says, if I do not, you know, convince her, appease her within the next 30 days, it will be a get. Azel paisa. He came over there and tried to appease her. And she was not appeased. So Amar Rav Yosef, Miyai v'lo tarkava didinare? Did you give her, you know, a boatload of cash? And she was appeased? Right? And she wasn't appeased? So since you didn't do that, right? Therefore, you didn't do enough. You didn't do enough to appease her. In order that, what? In order that she would be appeased, and therefore this is a good get. I mean that you didn't make the best efforts possible. Iked Amre, there's some that say, Amar of Yosef, Midei, Tarkava de Dinari, by the Meitav law? Like, what does he have to do here? I mean, he did his best efforts, so what? He has to give her the dinar darva, paisa, v'loi paisa. He made his best efforts, and his best efforts is all that you need over here. So the way we learn the two Lashonos here, according to Rav Yosef, the first Lashon says, what, that there is, and then we're going to see this in a second. First lesson says that his statement was, I will appease her, and if she's appeased, it won't be a get. So the Gemara said, well, it doesn't matter what he does, right? She's not appeased. If she's not appeased, then there's still a get here. And we say, what? Ain't onus begitin. That's too bad, right? The fact that she's not appeased, that's your problem, meaning that you give her all the money in the world so that you appeased, even though you don't, you know, meaning that you have to make the best efforts to get there. Tosfos, on the other hand, says over here, if he did give her all that money, that it would be a good get, the get would be mnitbato. Because Tosfos says, Omeri, dilo paisin ala mashma imlo atarech lefaisa bedavar gadol. Tosfos says that it means that he will try to do, he'll go to the ends of the earth to do it. So if he goes to the ends of the earth and then she doesn't accept it, then it's not a get because he did that. Rashi says, no, that it's not a get unless she's appeased, because that's what he said. That was the condition he made, and there's ain onus begitin. The second statement of Yosef says no. He says, all he said was, I'm going to try to appease her. And if he appeases her, it works. But what you're not going to say to him, if he doesn't have all this money, that he's got to pay this money to appease her. So that's what then the Gemara says, that's the difference in the two Lashonos of Yosef. Hakamon damar yesh onus begitin. The first Lashon of Yosef says what? There is no... I'm sorry, there is no... That's the second Lashon says, there is ones and gittin. Because since there's Ones and Gittin, therefore, when over here, what could he do? We couldn't do any more, and therefore, it's not a good get, because he tried, and she didn't accept it. Hakaman Damar, the first statement of Yosef, where we say he's got to do everything in the world, and if she's not appeased, it's too bad for him, says, Ain't Ones and Gittin. Right? There's no such thing as an Ones and Gittin, so no Ones and Gittin. Doesn't matter. If she doesn't get it there, that's too bad to you, because that's the condition you made. And the same thing with the 30 days, like Shmuel. The fact that he can't get across the river, that's your problem, because Ain Ones, Big Gittin. And that happens to be a machlok to Lashonos and Ravah in the beginning of Ksubos, whether we hold Ein Ones Begittin and Ones Begittin. According to one who says that there is Ones Begittin, he explains that case of Mavro, but that was a Ones to Shechicha. This is something that would commonly happen, and he should have thought about it beforehand. But if it wasn't something common, there would be Ones Begittin, and you would be Niftar. Okay, so we'll stop over here. All right, we made it.